Meanwhile, opponents of the proposed pebble mine are getting a boost from Democrats in Congress. 42 members of the U.S. House and Senate wrote President Trump today and asked him to overrule EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. The lawmakers, led by Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington and Representative Jared Huffman of California, say a mine would threaten Bristol Bay's world-class fishery and thousands of American jobs that rely on it. The letter comes a day after CNN aired an 8-minute story about the issue. The CNN report focused on the EPA administrator's quick decision to remove the Obama administration's protections for Bristol Bay.
The meeting at EPA headquarters was brief and to the point. By the time it ended, a mining company hoping to dig for gold and copper got just what it wanted.
CNN says the reversal came before the scientists and professional staff of EPA had a chance to brief Pruitt and directly after a meeting with Pebble CEO Tom Collier. Collier told CNN the administrator's decision was about due process, not science.
I don't have a friend at EPA. What I've got is somebody who's following the damn law.
The EPA's comment period for the proposed withdrawal of Clean Water Act restrictions ends October 17th. In their letter, the Democratic lawmakers ask for a 90-day extension.